Today's podcast is brought to you by Dell Expert Network. If you are a Dell Expert Network member, you can qualify to get double rewards through July 31st, 2022 on all servers that include a Microsoft Standard or Data Center operating system and 5+ client access licenses if your order includes Microsoft Standard or Data Center operating system and 5+ CALs. You can learn more or join the Dell Expert Network at www.dell.com/DEN contest.
You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Are we facing a recession? That's an interesting question. It's not the one that I want to focus on today. Are MSPs facing a recession? That is of interest. And we're going to talk about that. It's an interesting question because there's a ton of recession talk out there, and I'm going to avoid like hell politics or any hint of politics, but we are going to delve into economics, and that we can't avoid. We're going to talk about economics. We're going to talk about different economic factors that are out there that while they may be impacting us personally, the focus of today's discussion is going to be, are those economic indicators and economic drivers impacting the managed services profession globally, certainly, but also looking at specific examples of how it may be impacting MSPs. And by the way, I don't want to tease a negative thing here. Not all of this is bad, meaning there are some bad things going on in the economy, but those bad things don't necessarily always translate into bad things happening to MSPs. And that's where, for me, it's interesting because we've got really good historical data to show and analyze for you today. So I think we're in for a fantastic program. I hope you stick with us, and let's jump right in. So first off, I've got about six or seven different kind of, you know, economic indicators or economic areas that we're gonna touch on, and I'm gonna try to touch on them because it's, you know, roughly a 30-minute program. We don't have a lot of time, so I'm just going to kind of surface level to give you a sense of perspective of where we are with each of these things. And I'm going to start first with demand, right? Because, you know, you can, if you read the news, if you watch the news, if you consume economic data, it's undeniably not good. Manifestly, objectively not good. 401ks, the stock market, the equities markets, they're down like, you know, 15-20%. You've got inflation at just numbers out today, I think well over 9% inflation. You've got, you know, trade and the dollar value, monetary dollar value, you know, European euro valuation, things like that. I mean, those impact definitely the trade of IT services, IT software, hardware. I'm not going to really get into that, although those are really important things. I'm going to focus on demand. What is the actual consumer demand for managed services from businesses? And it's staying very strong. There is no indicator that demand for managed services is waning. What's my proof, Charles? You say that, but where's your data to support that? Well, I'll give you a bit of data. And this will be in the show notes so you guys can read it yourself. Now, this is from SkyQuest. Admittedly, I don't know who these guys are. They're a consulting firm, and they apparently have done some economic analysis of this, and here's their press quote. And this came out July 7th of this year, 2022. So this is fresh off the presses. The title is Managed Services Market to Reach $393 billion by 2028. At least 60% of organizations to depend on managed services by 2025. Now, we can quibble about the 393. In fact, if you go down and what is typically the case, and I understand why it's the case, and I don't really spend a lot of time on explaining why, but the organizations that this firm, SkyQuest, has really focused in on are enterprise managed services players. For example, Fujitsu, Nokia, Microsoft, Deutsche Telekom, Verizon, Rackspace, Citrix, Ericsson, Atos, and Capgemini. All undeniably enterprise-focused. Not mid-market, definitely not SMB, enterprise. Now, if these market players are contributing to a market projection of managed services spend of $393 billion in a few short years, 2028, it's not that far away, that completely ignores the entirety of the mid-market and SMB sector, which in the aggregate represents I would say at least half, if not that number again. The SMB and mid-market combined is so diverse, it's so plentiful that it's why they can't quantify it, because they have no way of pulling that data out. But it's a fantastically huge number. And if you look at the $393 billion represented almost exclusively by enterprise players, according to this group, and you compare that with, let's say, the Gartner global IT spending, you start to see how much money is being spent, right? We're almost to $4 trillion in IT spending. The IT services is still over $1 trillion. A logical person is thinking, well, where's the rest of that money? Where's the rest of that money coming from? It's a lot, and it's my guess is it's coming from the mid-market and the SMB sectors, which are not represented here. So what am I saying? I'm saying the market demand for managed services is not just not failing. It's not shrinking. It's growing. It's growing. It's getting bigger. And the secondary quote or from the title, at least 60% of organizations will depend on managed services by 2025. I thought we were already there. I thought we were already there. Now, if they're talking about 60% of enterprise organizations, which, let's face it, if they're only counting the enterprise managed services market players, which they are, then it stands to reason that 60% of organizations is referring to the enterprise. Okay. I'll expect that. My initial thought was 60% is low, but when you look at that in the prism of being enterprise, who have full IT departments, you know, very well equipped IT departments with good skills and access to technology and access to training, access to good recruiting, the fact that they're that high or will be that high is still pretty phenomenal. But when you apply that logic similarly downstream to the SMB and the mid-market, that number is going to be astronomically higher. I think that number is already 60% or higher in the mid-market and SMB. I would be shocked if that number isn't closer to 75, 80% of organizations today depending on managed services in some way. at the SMB mid-market level. So takeaway, demand is strong. And by the way, you know, to those of you saying, well, Charles, that's just one article, man. That's not enough. I can pull out 10 of these things in the last 3 months, and I'll probably pull 12 more between now and the end of this year that'll all say similar things. So this stuff comes out like popcorn. It's so plentiful, these types of studies, and they all say the same thing. Managed services is growing. So demand is strong. We expect it to remain strong. Chalk that one up to the good guys. MSP health. How are the MSPs actually faring? There have been some struggles in the last couple of years. The pandemic, the artificial shutdowns of, when I say artificial, I mean the shutdowns, not the pandemic itself, but the shutdowns of industries that have caused economic trauma to a lot of MSPs in certain market segments. The corresponding exacerbation of labor shortages, which we are already facing before the pandemic, so it wasn't caused by the pandemic, but it didn't get better, and it may have been exacerbated by the pandemic. You've got inflation, you've got scarcity of not just tech workers, but you've got scarcity of cyber talent, which is necessary to all organizations, but particularly MSPs who need that talent. Those are things that all impact MSP health. And while it's easy to say, well, as long as demand for managed services is strong, we should be okay. I understand that, and that's tempting, but we can't just say that's enough, because it's not. We do have to deal very realistically with these challenges that we're facing. We've got underperforming, I'm not even going to call them MSPs because they're not. We've got underperforming VARs and reactive and break-fix companies out there in the market. A lot of them call themselves MSPs, which is why I almost had to catch my own words. But you've got some underperforming providers out there that need to be encouraged to fully take the plunge into managed services, or they need to get out of the market, because they're taking up resources, they're not providing any value, and they're certainly not future-proofed in any way. And I don't want to, I don't want to get too far down that rabbit hole, but you need to be moving rapidly, and I mean rapidly, into proactive IT managed services and leaving reactive break-fix services as fast as you can. It's life or death for your company how fast you need to be moving away from that towards managed services. Layoffs. There have been a rash of layoffs in particularly, all over in many market segments, but particularly in tech. We're starting to see real significant layoffs, like Facebook and Netflix and others. They're like laying off 20,000 at a time. And you've got, along with that, you've got people and organizations that are being called back into the office because they're saying the remote work isn't working for them. That's a whole nother discussion we can get into later. But you've got organizations that are saying, come back to the office. And if you don't want to come back to the office, here's your pink slip, here's your severance, and good luck. Now, we are not hearing about MSP layoffs. At least I have not heard of any MSP who has said they're shedding people. I would be shocked if that ever happened. because let's face it, the MSPs, in order to keep up with growth, they need as many people as they can find. So I don't think we're going to be seeing MSP layoffs anytime soon. But that doesn't mean that these other non-MSP layoffs are not going to have an impact. What impact are they going to have on the managed services profession? I think based on historical data, it's going to be a positive one, meaning as you see these types of massive layoffs, especially when you see massive layoffs like this in tech sector, when I say tech, like Netflix and Facebook and, you know, I think Google, don't quote me on that one, but there's a number of tech layoffs across the board. It's going to have an impact on productivity. It's going to have an impact on the ability of companies to remain agile, particularly when it comes to IT. And therefore, that is going to have, as it has in the past, a tremendous positive impact to managed service providers who are the recipients of these companies who say, we're downsizing our headcount, but we can't afford to take our foot off the gas pedal for cybersecurity, for data privacy, for general IT management. Those things can't decrease. In fact, they're having to increase demand in those areas to make up for that lack of headcount. So expect, as we've seen in the past for 20 plus 30 years, reduction in headcount. Layoffs almost always have a positive impact on the MSP profession. Moving on to the issue of startup and capital raising, funding, if you will. To say that for the last 2 to 3 years, definitely 2019, definitely 2020, 2021. During that period, we saw a frenzied pace of investment into the technology sector, but particularly into managed services and into security, cybersecurity, if you want to call it. And it's not difficult to understand why. Why, you ask? Well, because the equities markets, the public stock exchanges, NASDAQ, New York Stock Exchange, and their corollaries around the world have been seeing lackluster returns in recent years, or at least some vulnerabilities. And when you have that, you typically see investors run to other markets, other places where they can put their money to see investment. And I shouldn't say, you know, we've had a good year, a good run on the stock market. And up to a certain point, probably up to last year, that run on the market was really positive. Like 401ks were up, you know, investment portfolios were up. And that's still saw a ton of investment in cyber and in managed services. Now, earlier on, that wasn't because obviously the market was underperforming, because it wasn't. It was red hot. You were seeing that investment because cyber and MSPs were hotter. They were more desirable than even the equities markets would give you as a return on investment. On the issue of funding for MSPs and the train that we've been on, this red hot bullet train that we've been on for the last couple of years, where private equity firms have been, you know, laser focused on tech, laser focused on anything cyber, anything managed services. That's still continuing. That's definitely still continuing, but I would say that there is a lessening, a decrease in that rate of investment by some measure. And here's Here's one article that actually came out last week, July 7th, 2022, from Just the News. And the title is U.S. Startup Funding Plunges as Economic Turmoil Continues. Investments in new companies dropped by nearly 25% in Q2 of 2022. Now, this is U.S. only, but I think that this would be reasonably expected to be, you know, global as well. And these numbers are actually this company, this news source actually got their numbers from the New York Times, in case any of you guys care about that stuff. There's definitely an easing off. And you could blame inflation. You can blame the cost increases, such as fuel costs, whether that's inflationary driven or from other factors, doesn't matter. The point is that these things are likely causes. And when you have a 23% drop in tech startup funding, not just startup, tech startup funding, that's an issue. That's an issue that we want to watch out for. Now, are we seeing less interest in acquiring MSPs? No, absolutely not. I still get contacted every day by people who are just desperate to acquire MSPs. Now, I've seen this before, and I'm not saying that this is necessarily true now, but what one thing you want to keep your eye on is this over-reliance on growth and achieving growth in an MSP practice cannot be exclusively or predominantly through acquisition. The moment you start to see that, you got problems. You should really look at that as an indicator of a redlining a redlining of an organization. Now, if you're seeing good organic growth and you're selectively using M&A to get to new markets, new service capabilities, those are completely valid. I see that a lot happening. There's a lot of that happening, but unfortunately, there's a lot of the other, you know, I call it like steroids, right? They're just bulking up for the sake of bulking up, and it's not good growth. It's growth that typically can't even be handled because there is no consistent set of controls. There's no methodology for integration post deal. And we're going to talk about that in another episode. But this is one that I think it's still too early to tell what exactly this impact of startup funding is going to mean. It doesn't necessarily mean that, because this is startup funding, it doesn't necessarily mean that mezzanine or for existing companies that are already out there, which is the vast majority of MSPs, it doesn't mean that that private equity interest is waning. I haven't seen any data on this. If you guys have, drop me a note and let me know, but I haven't seen that. But this is something to keep an eye on, that most definitely. I still think that private equity are interested in managed services. I still get contacted by people. I just think that they're probably pulling back. There was another article that I saw just, I think it was yesterday, that talked about the number of people backing out of home purchases is skyrocketing. And that's probably a bit of fear, but the same reason that a home buyer would back out of an agreement to buy a home probably would be similar to the reasons why a private equity group would say, I'm really interested in MSPs, but I'm gonna wait. We're piecing together stuff that, you know, there's little concrete information out there. We can take the startup numbers and the decline there for what it's worth, and all the other stuff is just educated guesses and assumptions. M&A activity again seems to be unaffected in the MSP space. Now, If M&A activity is unaffected, then it would seem logical to assume that there is funding for those deals still out there. So maybe the startup situation is not impacting the existing business acquisition market. If that's true, that's probably a good thing. But again, I'd keep my eye on this organic versus non-organic growth and just make sure that those numbers are in sync as much as possible. So wrapping this up, where do we stand? It's mid-year through 2022. We've had the first half of the year. It's not been a good year economically. There's no way to sugarcoat that. There's no way that you can gloss over these economic indicators and economic data. However, I remain, as ever, optimistic, dare I say bullish, on the role of the MSP, the value of the managed service provider organization all around the world, and I still believe that threats, cyber threats, data security threats, intellectual property threats still persist, are not going away. In fact, they're increasing. The virulency of these cyber attacks are increasing, and they're becoming more sinister in the way they approach their attacks. And therefore, the role of the MSP is arguably never been greater. Tech layoffs, general layoffs, pressure, inflationary pressure, all lead to, generally speaking, good, I don't say good times because it's not good times for MSPs, but it means that the MSPs can really prove valuable to their customers. That does not mean that the MSPs just have smooth sailing. They have plenty of problems that we need to face. We've got, you know, I think we're going to see some wage inflation easing. I think you're going to see a lot of these layoffs, and coupled with retirees who are coming out of the market because their 401ks and investments are tanking and they need income and they are going back into the labor force, don't be surprised if you start to see a rapid shift and potential disruption in the labor market, including MSP labor market, where you've got legacy veterans reemerging from retirement, coming back into the labor force, and tens of thousands of newly laid off people struggling, you know, on, hey, I want to work from home and no one wants to hire me. You know, there's going to be some realignment happening over the next 12 months. Mark my words. But this is good for the MSPs. As long as MSPs are cautious and they are growth oriented, and but keeping a weathered eye on the horizon to make sure that they're watching out for obstacles that are in their path, it's not a bad time to be in managed services. It's not a bad time ever to be in managed services, in my opinion. But that's my those are my thoughts. If you've got different thoughts, if you've got the same thoughts, I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email, mspzone@mspalliance.com. Share your thoughts. If you want to join the program and lend your voice to the discussion, we always love having people on the program. Anyway, be safe. Until next time.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.